So we're going to talk about body paragraphs. Body paragraphs are found in essays. Okay, so when you have an essay, it's made up of many paragraphs. The first paragraph is an introduction paragraph, and the last paragraph is a conclusion paragraph. Right? In the middle, you have what's called the body. And so, what we're going to be focused on now are body paragraphs. We're not looking at introduction paragraphs and we're not looking at conclusion paragraphs. We're just looking at body paragraphs. This is where you have to learn the structure. A body paragraph has four components. It has four parts. Sometimes these parts are not in order. Sometimes one of the parts might have one sentence. Sometimes another part might have two sentences. So the four components of a body paragraph, the first one is called a topic sentence. Right? So a body paragraph covers one topic. So if you're talking about your English in the past, you're not going to bring up your English in the future in your body paragraph about the past. It's its own little container for, for you to talk about my English in the past. The next, a topic sentence is a sentence, a full sentence that introduces your topic. So your topic is my English in the past. Well, what is it that you're going to tell us about your English in the past, right? So you might say something like, and a lot of you guys had sentences like this. In the past, my English wasn't so good. It wasn't very good. So that means that it means that your topic sentence is going to be about in the past how your English wasn't very good, right? So the next thing that happens in a body paragraph is another component, which is the explanation, right? So you want to explain more about your topic sentence. One way to do that is to give us a reason, or there's a lot of different ways to do that. So why in the past wasn't your English very good? So maybe one person explained that their English wasn't very good because the English teacher that they had, they themselves, the teacher didn't have very good skills. And so therefore they weren't able to, have the best experience learning English, right? Another person explained that the reason why their English wasn't so good in the past was because they didn't really think they needed it. They didn't see the importance of it back then. But then they started to get like maybe career aspirations, like career goals that involved the bigger world, and that's when they realized that it wasn't till later on that they realized that they needed to take English seriously. I never took it seriously because I didn't think I would ever need it. Now, listen, can you guys combine these two sentences? The answer is yes. If you wanted to combine the topic sentence and the explanation sentence together into one long complex sentence, you can do that. They don't have to be two separate sentences. You have two sentences, but what can we do to combine them and make them one long complex sentence? We take out the period, right? And what's something we can do to make it one long complex sentence? So in the past, my English wasn't very good. What could go here?
And I never
okay,
took.
So you can say and. What's another thing you can say instead of and? I think in this way, it's cause and effect. So instead of saying and, you can say because I never took it seriously. And then if we say we don't want to use because twice in a sentence, so we can change this because to a since. Okay, and so now we've said this now, but meanwhile, we'll take a look at that in a second. We can explain more. We can say, I never took it seriously because I didn't think I would ever need it. So there's some pretty good explanation. The next thing that you need is you need evidence. The next component, the third component of a body paragraph is evidence. So you use evidence to illustrate your point. When you're illustrating something, you give an actual example. From the past, you tell the story about how you used to fail tests. So you can give us an anecdote. An anecdote is a story. Okay, you can give us factual information. Facts. I mean, if you were writing a research paper, you would actually read articles about it and you would have quotes from a specialist that talk about this, right? If this was a research paper, but it's not, and we're not going to learn research papers, but this is the basic structure of a body paragraph. It has a topic sentence, it has explanations, and then you give evidence. And then the last part is a sentence. We call it a unifying sentence. It's sort of like a concluding sentence. A unifying sentence. Let's say is a concluding sentence that ends the topic that says the topic sentence. It sort of repeats the topic sentence in a new way, right? So now that you've added your example, you then can say the topic sentence in a different way. So you say,
an idea.
Right. So it restates, let's say it restates the topic sentence. It restates the topic sentence in a different way, in a new way or a different way, right? So the topic sentence is, in the past, my English wasn't very good. I never took it seriously because I didn't think I would ever need it. So the concluding sentence can say, if I knew that one day I would be living in the US, I would have really paid attention in my English classes. In high school.
Teacher, but how can we make a difference between that sentence and the conclusion paragraph?
We're not talking about conclusion paragraphs.
I know, but isn't so like I am wonder about it.
No. You don't want to get sidetracked. This is okay. Only the concluding sentence for this paragraph.
Oh, okay.
For this body paragraph. It's not, it has nothing to do with the conclusion.
Okay.
Yeah. It's only the conclusion for this paragraph.
Okay.
Yeah.